Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap of dawn,
giving them all
dress
like a million bucks,
bucks,
things in its cups.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me,
put
your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, what an amazing blessing God has given me. My health, my dreams, all of it. God gave it to me. I accept it. I work hard, but man, oh man, oh man, I work hard is something that he gave me, a gift. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because God has gifted everyone. So I can't help but believe it. You are gifted in some way. Something about you is special and unique. That doesn't mean you're the only one that can sing, or you're the only one that can write, or you're the only one that can draw, or you're the only one that can decorate, or you're the only one that can network, or you're the only one. That's not what it means. Or you have a great scientific mind, or you can figure things out, or you're good at problem solving. You're not the only one. But you are a unique individual. Nobody will travel the exact path that you're on. Nobody will have everything happen in a series of circumstances in the order that you're going to have it happen to you. That's what I mean when I say that you are unique. But now, because you are gifted, you know, you have something you have to do. You know, there's a scripture. It's in Proverbs 18 and 16. I've been trying to be a little bit better at that for you, you know. So when I have an idea and I know where it is, I have somebody look the scripture up for me and hand it to me. So it's in Proverbs 18, 16. And this is the layman's term of it. It says, a man's gift make room for him and brings him before great men. It is your gift that will make room for you. Now, my interpretation of this is this. Now, I could be wrong. Please go to your local church, synagogue, temple, mosque, whatever you do, and go get clarification. But what my gift has done in making room for me is I've taken it almost in the literal sense. My gift has actually made room for me. It has cleared paths for me. My gift has opened up doors for me. That's what I take it as. It'll make room for you. My gift has is broaden my ability to travel. My gift has opened my eyes to fashion. My gift has caused me to be able to provide for my family. My gift has caused me to be able to reach more people. That's what I'm saying in terms of it will make room for you. There may be another interpretation. I'm just telling you how I took it. That has worked out pretty good for me to that understanding. But I'm pretty sure Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Ulmer, you know, God, Glenn Staples, Bishop Glenn Staples, these guys give you a much better understanding of it. I'm just giving it to you, you know, way I know how. So I don't know. I just like to keep it right there. But and then it says that it brings you before great men. I mean, you know, it's going to take you places. It's going to take you places you never thought of going. You're going to meet people because of your gift. I told my son, who two of them are good photographers, you'll be taking pictures of great men. And then I mess with him. You already taking pictures of your daddy. You know, I mess with him like that. But that's just me and them just kicking it. But, you know, but one day, who knows, you could be shooting the president. You know, you could be shooting some foreign dignitaries. You know, you could be shooting great sport events. You know, you never know where it could take you. But that's your gift. What you got to do is you got to get to moving, though. See, you can't have your gift and not do nothing with it. See, you know what that reminds me of? It's something that my father used to say, get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine. He'd say that all the time. Boy, get up off your butt and move it because you're sitting on a gold mine. I never really quite got that when I was little, but now that I'm an adult, I got it full well. See, a lot of you are sitting. You're sitting on a talent or a gift that you have. You're sitting on an ability. I don't care if it's making cakes or pies. That's a gift, man. That's a talent. I don't care if it's the ability to do hair. That's a gift, man. Half of you are gifted. A lot of us are gifted, and we're sitting on it. Looking at other people wondering, what can I do to make it? You already got something to make it with. If you would just get up off your behind, man, quit sitting on that gold mine. Some of you are tech savvy, just whizzes when it comes to engineering and putting stuff together and cables and wires and computers and stuff. And now you steady looking around trying to figure out, man, wonder what I can go do. How about you go do that? You know, it ain't that hard, man. If you would just take note of what God has given you already. He has given you a gift already. He has already given you a talent. Now, the fact that you ain't using it and you sitting on your tail somewhere, what are we talking about? Well, you blaming God for that? Man, I tell you what, I sit around people all the time who are gifted, and I'm looking at their gifts. and they steady complaining about what they don't have, but will not get up off their behind and use the gifts that God gave them. And it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for you if you're doing it, because it's frustrating for me when I see it. So when these people come to me and ask me for help, I just keep going the same thing over and over. Help yourself. Man, do for you. Use your gift. It's a cat sitting behind the wall right now that's locked up, that's so good at artistry. This cat's in there tattooing everybody. Man, get out. Do it the right way. Quit selling drugs, man. You ain't going nowhere selling no drugs. You're going to jail. And if that don't do it, somebody going to get tired of you selling drugs, because they're going to want to sell them over there, and they're going to kill you. Let's just keep this thing real for just a second here. Come on, man. Get up off your butt, because you're sitting on a gold mine. And you sitting up here, somebody always looking for a shortcut to the top. Ain't no shortcut. Somebody told me this the other day, man. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't paved. It's got detour signs on it. It's got slow men working. Sometimes they flip the stop sign. You got to sit there and wait. Sometimes they got slow. There's traffic. There's accidents. Somebody on the road holding up things with a flat tire. It's nails. It's gravels. It's spike. It's everything. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't getting ready to be easy just because you done decided to do it. But don't sit around on your behind and complain all the time about what you don't have. My daddy said it, man. Get up off your butt, because you sitting on the gold mine. You got a gift. You got a talent. You got something that you can do that could make a way for you, but you won't do it. It is within you. Stop looking around. Here's where people waste the most time on the road to success. Looking around at somebody else, trying to figure out, man, how can I do what they did? Do what you do. You ain't Jay-Z. You ain't. Sorry. I got a couple of your homies told you you rap better than him, but you're not Jay-Z. Really, you're not. You know, all of us done shot at him, but we ain't Richard Pryor. A nice shot, Steve. Bernie, D.L., all of us took some great shots at it. We not him. Do what you can do. Do you. Do your gift. Quit complaining about what you don't have. Get up off your butt, because you sitting on a gold mine.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, animal trainers, anybody drive trucks, Ubers, Lyfts? If you're a Lyft driver, I don't know anything about that, Lyft or Uber, but I would strongly suggest you move over to Uber. They seem to be the most popular choice. Lyft, I don't hardly see nobody using Lyft so far. That's not true?
No, Lyft is good.
Oh, Lyft is good? I don't know. Yes, I'm just trying to look out for my people, make sure you make the best quality decision. Seems like Uber was bigger than Lyft.
We understand you not knowing, though.
Because you, know, Uber, you have a driver.
Well, my prediction is Uber going to buy Lyft, and then we're going to stop all this here.
You're probably right.
You know, big fish eat the little fish from what I've seen in my life. You know, you don't, Kmart ain't here no more. But Walmart is. I'm just all I'm saying.
Walmart,
A-Mart. I'm just Sears. It's all Walmart now. Big fish eat the little fish.
It's gone.
Congratulations, everybody. Steve Harvey Morning Show, y'all. We open this thing up with gratitude, because if you open it up with gratitude, it'll affect your attitude. And once your attitude is affected, it strongly affects your altitude. Gratitude, attitude, and altitude. All the tudes is tied together. Trust and believe that. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Ferrell Jr., Mississippi Monica, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy Jr. Yeah, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, Unc, everybody getting sick this time of year. Everybody coming down with something.
No, I don't claim that, but go ahead.
But, you know, everybody getting something, like you getting RSV or COVID or cold flu. I don't know.
What is RSV?
What is RSV?
Respiratory something. I don't know. Unc, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought it was like a reservation and stuff. I know it would just go down.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
you know, but you know, yeah. Bro, I don't like
RSVP.
Right? RSVP, whatever.
That's
a reservation.
Yeah,
I'll be yes or no.
I'm going to go around there once they see me. Mr. Harvey, right this way.
You don't even make these no more.
I'm coming.
Yeah, but I don't know. I just want you to quit calling me with your symptoms. I don't know what that is. I don't know. You know, you call me, hey, man, look, I don't know what's wrong, man, but what you think? You know, the left side of my neck swole. I don't know why the left side of your neck swole. I wasn't with you last week. I don't know what you did. We don't have no idea. We don't know. I'm not a doctor. I ain't trained in nothing. You know, my big toe coming off. I don't know. I have no idea. We have no idea.
Well, they call sick people and ask them. They just call me
because they think I'm sick.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. Feeling bad, I'll call you too. Like, I don't really like this line of questioning because I ain't got nothing for you. If your mama big toe come off, that's diabetes. You have done this to yourself.
Really?
And so if you can stop with this toe before you mess around and lose your foot. Now, I've seen it go from there. So yeah. I don't really know what to say. And real Junior, I appreciate this.
Well, don't say anything. You don't know what to say.
This is Junior. What you talking to me for? This is Junior's line of questioning.
It's just people calling. With these lines,
you open this up with all this sick ass mess. Anybody, I came in here. I said, you start your morning with gratitude, it'll affect your attitude, will strongly affect your altitude. I guess he decided to crash the whole show this morning with all this sick ass talk. Well, congratulations, everybody out there is about to lose a foot due to diabetes.
Don't say it again. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
This right here, Shirley, is hot chicks at the church. And you in Dayton, Ohio, writing hot chicks at the church. Come on down to the Funny Bone and hang out with Tommy. You will not be able to write checks at the club and mess my money up, but come on and hang out with me. All right? All minds clear? Let's go. Hot chicks at the church.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Sister Monica, please.
Who's calling?
This is Brother Deshaun. I'm calling. Actually, I'm a member of Greater Missionary Baptist Church.
How can I help you?
Calling you actually about the offering. Now, did you, I know you paid your tithes.
Yeah, I pay my tithes every Sunday.
Okay. Now, you paid a love offering as well, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, this past Sunday, I'm looking at a check that you left us with bank.
Right. I sure did. I wrote a check Sunday.
Okay. Now, the check, ma'am, was $250. Am I correct?
Right. I wrote two checks for my tithes and the love offering. Right. I wrote one for $250 for the love offering.
Okay. Now,
what is this call regarding? Why are you calling me?
Well, what I wanted to tell you is that I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but your check that you wrote for $250 actually has bounced.
Wait a minute. You said my check bounced for $250?
Your check bounced. So what I'm doing is calling you about recouping the $250 as well as, you know, you cost us $30 in bank fees.
Wait a minute now. I wrote two checks. I wrote a check for $100. Did that one bounce?
I don't see to it that one bounced. All I know is the one that the love offering has bounced.
Well, did you put them in at the same time? Because I wrote them at the same time.
They all go in on Monday, ma'am. Now, I didn't put them in at the same time. I've been putting them in for the last 2-3 years. The problem is, why would people write these?
What is your name?
I'm Brother Deshaun.
And you was there this Sunday?
I was there. I don't think it matters when I was there, ma'am. The problem is that I didn't put these checks in, and I don't understand why y'all write these checks to the church.
Wait a minute. Y'all bump. Write these checks.
There's a lot of people
my
write
checks.
These.
Are good. Well, not, I don't write bad checks.
Well, why
did
we?
One clear. Why the other one didn't clear?
Maybe you didn't have enough money for both of them to clear.
What did you just say?
Maybe you didn't have enough money in the bank for both of them to clear. And I don't understand why people
I
write these.
I got plenty money in the bank. And all my checks clear. I don't write no rubber checks.
Well, you wrote one on Sunday. And that's the problem. How you going to try to give a look?
Wait a minute. I think you got me confused with somebody else. I don't write no bad checks.
You done wrote this.
I'm trying to be nice to you.
I'm trying to be nice to you. When can we expect the $250 plus the $30?
And so you, what? $30?
That's the bank fees, ma'am, for the doggone check bouncing.
My check didn't bounce. I'm going to check my bank. And if my check clear, you're going to pay me $30 for calling me, harassing me about a $250 check bounce. I don't write no
Why would you write check? What, you want to sit up in the church and write these big number checks when you know you ain't got it in the bank?
What the did you say?
I said, why would you write these checks when the money ain't in there?
Let me tell you one thing. I don't write no bad checks, and you got a lot of nerves calling me, telling me my check bounced.
Your check is the one that has bounced. And
I tell you what you do. Since my check bounced, you pay the since you got all the money. And don't call me with this again. Hello?
Don't you hang up on me no more. When are we going to get this $250 and this $30?
Who is that you calling you?
Somebody from the church told me I wrote a bad check. I don't write no
You did write a bad check.
I didn't write no bad check.
Yes, you
Wait
did.
A minute. Why are you calling me? Why the treasure don't call me at church?
The treasure is
the
busy.
I ain't never know the deacon call nobody about no bad check. Your is full of Thank you. You got the money.
Who in the hell is that in the background? Who is that?
Never mind who it is. We both go to the same church, and you gonna call me to my I wrote a bad check. You don't you call me no more, and if the check bad, you pay it, okay?
Do pastor know you talking like this?
Do pastor know you calling me? Can you answer that?
Look, when are we gonna get this $280 is what we looking for from you.
I wrote a check for $250.
And
you will not get $280. You put the $30 with it.
You put $250 in there, it bounced. $30 cost us on bank fees. That's $280. When can the church expect their money?
Never. Not no $280. You will never get $280.
You're going to make me come by your...
And my check then... What did you say? I'm going to do what?
You're going to make me come by your house and get this money.
Bring your on. Bring it. Bring your on.
What is the address on
Look
this
on
check?
The check?
I got it off the check.
Well, bring your on. I bet you'll be limping back.
I'm watching you. You better not be spending no money nowhere. You better not spend nothing till I get this $250 plus $30.
I'm gonna spend whatever I want to, okay?
No, you don't. You know what?
I am, and you don't call me no more with this because my check did not bounce. I don't see how one check went through and the other bounced.
Let me say this to you. We cannot accept you back into the house of the Lord no more until...
What did you say?
You are not... Don't you come in there Sunday until
I'm
we get...
I'm coming up in there Sunday and up. I'm going to make sure I find your because you the person I want to see.
You go.
And you know what? I'm going to call the pastor right now and ask him because I don't believe my check bounced. You full of
Well, let me say this before you call pastor.
No, I'm going to call pastor. No, you should have talked with pastor before you call me with this information.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
You ain't got nothing to say to me. You done upset me with this talking about I bounced a check. You should have went to pastor before you called me with this
I told pastor when I get, but I got one more thing to say before I leave. Is you listening?
What do you got to say to me? What do you have to say now that you're going to pay the check?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Wait, what did you say?
Baby, this is...
What did you say?
I say, this is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend has pranked you.
I'm going to beat that. She just left here flying out the door in a hurry. No, she didn't. I'm going to beat that.
Let me ask you one more thing, though, baby. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm through with it. I'll be back in another hour just being just as stupid, just as ignorant, just as crazy. Stay tuned. All
Thanks
right?
For the warning.
We didn't need it, though. All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our chief love officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, the Oscar nominations are in. And we'll talk about the biggest surprises and the biggest snubs. Fans suggest that 50 Cent is on Ozempic due to his recent weight loss. And in trending political news, what? President Trump wins the New Hampshire GOP primary. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Yogi in Richmond. Yogi says, my husband and I grew up with my hairstylist. He has never talked to her unless he is with me. Last week, he went to her to get his hair dyed, and he made the appointment on his own. I think he should have run it by me. What do you think?
He didn't. Y'all been friends. Y'all grew up together. He can't make a hair appointment? Damn. He just went on there. Oh. I mean, what can he do at the shop? He at the shop in front of all the people he getting to get his hair dyed. You got some other issues you need to talk to him about. Well, what is he getting his hair dyed?
You don't want no gray. You don't want doing that.
Well, you're trying to get that gray out of me,
dog. Right.
Some damn
well,
just
see,
for
that's
me.
Why.
You ain't got to go down there now. I'm going to tell you that right now. They got Just For Me and do everything.
Right.
You can take gray out all that woman. You ain't got to go down there to get your hair dyed. Come on.
Well, that's why he should have talked to his wife.
They got black. Well, they got you know, jet black.
Yeah. Don't get that jet black. You be looking like them dudes on them commercial.
Oh, the what commercial?
That Seal Flex commercial with that jet black hair. Don't get that jet black. I've done that before. Boy, you be looking so unreal. You get jet black, man, your hair be what? Your hair look like licorice.
It look like
crazy
what?
Today.
I dyed my mustache one time with some jet black. Man, I had to put baby powder on it to tone it down.
What?
I said, man, if I go out here, God, my mustache look like patent leather. I just had on some shiny plastic ass. I said, no. Yeah, you gotta get real black. Now, don't get jet black. Get real black.
Get regular natural black.
Yeah, don't do that, though. Don't get that jet black.
All right. Moving on. I guess we answered you, Yogi. Moving on to Twyla in Gulfport. Twyla writes, my husband had sex by a lake, and somebody was filming him and his mistress. It has caused our family a lot of embarrassment, so I want to find out who was low down enough to film it. My friends say I'm focused on the wrong thing.
What?
Am I really?
Low down enough to film it.
That's what you want.
You don't care about the low down person that was at the lake.
Right. Your low down husband.
It has caused your family a bunch of grief. If his ass wasn't down at the lake, what happened to a room?
Yeah.
You're down at the lake.
Lake was sexy to them, maybe, you know.
The lake was sexy.
Maybe to them, yeah, to them. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now it's sexy to everybody.
To everyone, yes.
Because they didn't film.
So you filmed it, so you knew to, how did she get it? How did they know who we were?
Somebody
was?
Leaked it.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Somebody knew that's
Facebook.
Who we
were.
Yeah, somebody was filming them.
Yeah, they filmed that. Mm-hmm.
They went live.
Oh, here we go.
And your friends are right. You are focused on the wrong thing, Twyla.
Yes, girl.
All right, moving on to Odessa in Queens. Odessa said, I met a man online and all he wants to do is talk on the phone and text. He takes me out on the first of the month and his money might get tight after that. His cell phone was disconnected recently. So do you think he is broke or what?
Well, I think he old. He on special payments. He get paid once a month. He old. Your name, Odessa.
Zero.
So that already, come up.
I already know he old. He get his money once a month. He gonna take you out the first day, and after that, it's gonna get tight. That's so security. You know what this is.
Yeah.
So come on now, Odessa.
What
you
is it?
Met
name?
Him online. Oh, you got Odessa. It could be Walter.
Yeah.
It could be Alfred.
Oh.
It could be Otis.
Yeah. Otis.
Or it could be Quentin.
Oh.
Or, Joshua.
Let's get biblical.
Anybody in the Bible?
Yeah.
Nick Jeremiah.
Matthew.
Yeah.
Lazarus.
Lazarus at Odessa. Yeah.
And, ooh, that's his old. Name is Lazarus. You ain't got long date him nowhere. You need to hair up. Moses.
Moses.
Moses. Pharaoh.
What?
Pharaoh Jenkins. What? Ladies and gentlemen, Pharaoh Jenkins. Yeah, so, yeah. Well, yeah. Now, he's struggling a little bit, but, you know. Mm-hmm. But, hey, from the first through the eighth, y'all party.
Yeah. Turn up.
Right.
Yeah. 23 days, y'all need to be still, though. Bingo hall packed first of the month. Yeah, around about the 23rd, you sit anywhere you want to sit.
All right, last one, Steve, last one. This is from Shantae in Corinth. Shantae says, I was going out with a guy, and the first time I stayed at his house, I could tell that I wasn't the only girl he's had over. He has a nice place, but he needed to wash his sheets and clean his bathroom up before my next visit. Is it rude to tell him?
No, you need to tell it. I mean, you can't be the only one. I don't know how y'all think y'all going to meet people without history. Everybody done had somebody.
Especially
now, it was just recent where he ain't changing sheets and all this here. Now, you laying down there and all that.
Ugh.
Come on now.
Yeah. Is it hair
in that sheet? If you want to be that helpful, then you need to come over there with your sheets. Come on, let me show you. If you really want to be
goods.
Helpful.
Yeah. On the way.
Stop by there and get yourself some to-go sheets.
To-go sheets?
Yeah. I don't know if they make them disposable or not. I've been out that game quite some time now, but I'd look into that, you know.
BYOS, bring your own sheets.
Yeah, you need to go. You need to, here's what you need to go. When you go over there, you need to get yourself some fresh linen. Mm-hmm. You need to get yourself a can of Lysol. You need some baby wipes.
Okay.
Oh, man, this ain't that serious.
Yeah.
And you need to get some type of antibiotic prescribed so you go over there. You need to take something before you go over there. Because you finna catch something. And when the doctor asks you what's wrong, just tell him you got a sore throat. But you got to go in there more prepared. And probably the most important thing outside of them sheets is definitely get pre-medicated before you go in. And if your name is Odessa, just ask for some penicillin.
He'll get you shot.
Yeah.
You are crazy.
So should she
just go in there and get yourself ready. You know, this is old people information. You know, a lot of people watching our show, that's, you know, they need this type of information. They ain't been in the dating game in a long time.
Long time.
You know.
Some pre-medicated shit.
But when he was listening, he was like, Lysol. I thought he was going to say bleach or something. He said
ammonia. Coming up at the top of the hour.
Take yourself and some Clorox, and then you can wash the sheets while you're using your fresh one. Clorox will kill everything.
Thank you, CLO. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, the Oscar nominations are in. The movie Barbie received 8 nominations, and the movie Oppenheimer.
How? It was good. I liked it. Stop saying that.
<did. How?
laughs> Made a lot of money, too. A lot of people went to see it.
Probably the biggest movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
The movie Oppenheimer led the pack with 13 nominations. Other movies, other nominees.
About?
The atomic bomb was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
Didn't see that one. I can't comment.
But no black.
Anyway, they had 13 nominations, big movie as well. Other nominees include lead actor. I'm so happy for him. Coleman Domingo for Rustin.
Yes,
saw that.
That was a good movie.
Boy Tommy. Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey
Wright for American Fiction. Supporting actor Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction. Supporting actress Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple.
I told y'all she was going to get it.
She was good.
Was really
Divine
good.
Joy Randolph, for The Holdovers. And The Snubs, we always have to talk about The Snubs.
Yeah,
best movie, Color Purple, didn't get anything. And best actress, I was disappointed about this, Fantasia. I thought she did an excellent job in The Color Purple. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the 96th Academy of... Huh?
I got snubbed.
You no movie, boy?
You were in a movie? This year?
I've never had an Oscar. I just wanted to know if I was snubbed.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you've been snubbed this year. Yes, you have.
You know, got to get the internet something else to talk about.
Yeah.
You might get on the internet awards.
The Oscars will air Sunday, March 10th on ABC. If you want to watch them. There you go.
Cool.
In trending political news, according to CNN, former President Donald Trump wins the New Hampshire GOP primary. He defeated Nikki Haley and further cemented his path toward winning his third consecutive Republican presidential nomination.
That's it. He's going to be the Republican nomination.
For sure.
Period. They want him.
Yeah.
They want him because they are like him.
The voters
have
spoken.
And we have got to understand that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have got to get out and vote again. Because I'm telling you, to sit this out, listen to me. It's all trickery. They trying to tell you that Joe Biden is old. Yes, Joe Biden is old. So damn what?
Trump is old.
So damn what?
Yeah.
Trump old too. He just do a lot of young stuff. You know, he been playing golf and been a billionaire a long time, so he just look a little bit better. But he old. Mm-hmm. And he gonna drag us straight on down on this one, buddy. He ain't gonna play. Y'all better get ready, man. I'm telling you, don't let this stuff fool you and make you stay away from the polls, because he's gonna get the nomination from the Republican Party.
Yeah,
but a lot of Republicans don't like him and quietly can't say that. But this dude is just he's not a good president. He's just not a good person.
Well, they quietly vote that they don't like him. I hope they do that.
He's the first non-incumbent GOP candidate in the modern era to win both the Iowa and New Hampshire Republican contest. Trump's opponent, Nikki Haley, congratulated him on his victory, but added the race is far from over.
Yeah, no, it's open.
She said
that's their boy. That's
she
their
said
candidate.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
When is his criminal trials? When is all that? When is
it's
that
all happen? Going on. It doesn't matter, Tom. Yeah,
it does not matter to them what they say. He has lied to them so much, and they know he lied.
They know,
but
lying.
They choose to believe it. Yeah.
Yes.
Look, all of them know that Lindsey Graham know he lying.
Mm-hmm.
All of them know he lying.
They all
know he lying.
Mitch McConnell.
They know he lying.
Well,
but
Steve,
they know
I don't
they
know
got to
you...
go along with it.
I don't know if you heard, but we talked about it on the show on Tuesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has dropped out the race, and now he's endorsing Trump. Now, as much as he talked about Trump during his campaign,
right back over there.
Now he's right back over there.
Yeah.
Right back over there.
Tim Scott, right back over there.
Tim Scott, what was the boy in Texas that he talked about his wife and his daddy?
Ted Cruz.
Senator Ted Cruz. That coward. Dog, once you talk about my daddy and my wife, I ain't got nothing for you, man. Matter of fact, when I see you...
Nikki Haley said that the country doesn't have a history of racism.
She said that too.
And double down.
Like,
she said it. I grew up
ain't
as a brown
girl. She another Sarah Palin.
Mm-hmm.
Stop.
Yeah, so...
ain't nobody that's good.
you can't see Russia from the backyard.
I'm so proud of my husband. In the Iditarod this year, he took 8th place. I could have took 10th, and I ain't never had a dog sled before. What is 8th? I'm so proud of my husband. He took 8th place. 8th. 8th. That team people finished. I can take 10th. 10th. And ain't ever been on the dog sled.
All right.
I just hang on out of fear. I'm not going, my dogs is going to get in the damn race.
Oh, goodness.
We're not stopping.
Really, right. Steve. Right.
We gone. He started off dog. They fell out.
So promising.
We're not stopping. All these moose and wolves out here.
Anyway, as I was saying, Nikki Haley congratulated Trump, said the race is far from over. She is preparing for the next primary race that will be in her home state of South Carolina next month.
She ain't going to win that.
She ain't going to win her home.
That's it. They riding with Trump.
South Carolina.
Go down there. Yeah. Your feelings hurt.
No, that's where they stay down there. She ain't even going to win her home state. Man, they're going to get this over with.
All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, kids dropping out of youth sports. We will tell you why after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, so Tommy and Carla, you guys are parents of student athletes. So check this out, guys. A recent survey found that 70% of kids drop out of youth sports by the age of 13. While kids want to stay active, play, and have fun with their friends, some get burned out by the daily grind of practice and seem to not care as much about winning and losing once they get to be teenagers. So here's a question. How do you guys deal with it and balance it all out? Was there an age or a stage in your life when you stopped playing sports?
My son ain't got no choice. We got a whole batting cage back there. He finna play this damn baseball till his ass get to his senior year. I don't care whether he like it or not. We playing this baseball.
You have no say-so.
Ain't no burnt out over here.
Go to practice. We don't have no time for this conversation.
And that's how you're supposed to treat them kids. They drop out now because they soft. These kids are not soft. They don't want to. I didn't get a participation. See, if they don't get a participation trophy, see, that's what the problem is, giving out participation. We give our trophy to winners over here.
Yeah.
That's all it is. You win. That's why I never grew up. You didn't get to participate. Second, they ain't even talk to your ass in second.
We grew up hard.
Yes.
Hard.
Joe Jackson hard.
Ooh, we grew up hard.
You didn't win. We ain't talking to you. You can't even come to school and they lost.
Yeah. Right.
No, you at Glenville High School, you lost a track meet. How the hell we lose? Running? Running. I know we've been losing in first. High jump, discus. Shot put pole vault. We had Lloyd
Cross Derrick Country.
Lloyd Derricote was our pole vaulter, high jump, discus, and shot put.
He did them all.
All the field sports.
Wow, what the hell?
Field sports.
He took 5th in everything. Because we weren't worried.
Yeah.
When is we gonna start these damn races?
You're right. Sprint, baby. Let's go.
Everything from the 880, the 800 on down belong to us.
Yeah.
Two laps around the track, Carl Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
One lap around the track, Carl Henderson, White Lightning, Charlie Bird, Derek Harper. 1, 2, 3. That's the 400. In the 400, we taking 1 through 4. We first, second, third, and fourth. 100, 1 and 2. Right. 200, 1 and 2.
Yep. 60-yard dash, up.
1, 2, 3.
Yep, the points.
And the winner is Glenville High School.
Right.
And I'd like to say, for the past 2 years, for the first time in East Senate School in Cleveland, Ohio, Glenville High School head coach almighty Q Sci-Fi head coach Teddy Ginn has taken the Glenville Tar Blood to two state championships. Never has an all-black school won in the state of Ohio, ever.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Now, track, though, our ass was winning whole time I was there.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to drop out. Nobody didn't like
no.
it.
Drop out. Nah. Your punk ass did not come to
not
school.
Not this household, not the Farrell household. You got to go to practice.
Had to play for
right.
No, you quit.
What you going to do with them cleats I bought?
There ain't no quitting.
Yeah. No, you must be going to transfer to another school.
All right. Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, what fashion trend do you never see coming back? We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, we know you're rooting for the Detroit Lions to beat the San Francisco 49ers in the upcoming NFC Championship game this Sunday. You also said if Detroit advances to the Super Bowl, not only are you going to Vegas, you're also going to wear one of your suits from back in the day. You said this. Mm-hmm. So here's a question for you,
Gucci. I'm going as Detroit.
As the whole city.
The whole city.
So I'm going to come out there. I'm going to dress just like Frank Lucas. I'm going to buy me a chinchilla. Hat, coat, everything.
That chinchilla got him in trouble.
Here's a question for you, Blue Cheese. What fashion trend do you see never coming back, no matter what?
Because
a lot of it is cyclical. But what do you see never coming back?
Chinchilla socks.
Oh, that was a thing? That was a trend?
I don't remember that.
Oh, dog. They had chinchilla on the top of the socks. They had the bottom was real sock material. But then the top was fake chinchilla. So when you crossed your leg, you had on chinchilla socks.
Oh, what?
See, y'all ain't grow up like in no real urban-ass city where pimps and, you know. Stuff like that was,
grew up in Chicago.
And Chicago was what?
Well, Chicago, but y'all wasn't paying attention to it like me.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, I wanted to be Sonny Calhoun. Was no doubt in my mind. Clearly, that was my career goal and option.
And who was
Sonny Calhoun?
Sonny Calhoun was a pimp.
No, stop saying.
No. It was cool, but I didn't understand what pimping really was. I thought it was just dressing nice, buying a Cadillac. I've been
and talking
to girls around him. Yeah, I didn't know what they was
that
doing.
The profession. You just the look.
Yeah, and then
you
clearly, just like I didn't know, had a conversation to convince nobody to do that and then bring me the money. I just didn't know what to say. Because I always felt like if you work, you should have fair wages. You want to give me right. something.
Anyway, back to the wardrobes.
Equal opportunity.
Yeah, you want to give me something on it while you're out there, you can. But if you don't,
no,
I understand.
No, stop. But
glad you cleared it up, though. So chinchilla socks.
What else? What other fashion trend?
Well, you know, big baggy pants is back now.
Are they?
I didn't think
the
that
ones you used to wear.
Wide-legged pants.
They are for women.
Yeah, they back. No, they back. Look at them. Look at Balenciaga. They back. YSL, they back. They back.
Okay. So are you
look
happy
at the new
about
spring
that?
Collection. I'm mad as hell. I threw all mine away.
No, you're in the skinny
mad
pants.
Mad as hell. Well, I went to Balenciaga and tried some on, but I almost teared up. They was baggy. I almost teared up.
Took you back, huh? Took you back.
I was so happy. I was comfortable in them, too.
What about the square-toed shoes you should wear, Steve?
I just thought about that.
I don't think they
Mm-mm. You don't think
they'll
they're coming
it back?
Back
eventually?
No.
You know, that's probably.
They are for women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about them Stacey Adams? They forever?
In the hood, Stacey is forever, but you know, you can't wear Stacey Adams and then wear a custom suit. It ain't going to add up.
Okay. What else?
Just ain't there. I don't really.
Back in the day, them windowpane pants. Remember them?
What's that?
I didn't.
What?
Like windowpane.
Now I'm at Louis Vuitton, got a pair. I'll send you a picture.
Whoa, really? What? So these fashion trends
back,
are repeating.
Window pane, let me see if I got a picture of me.
What is Pharrell doing over there? Wait, he got some windowpane?
He's doing his thing.
He got some pieces I want now. He got some pieces.
Yeah, and then Steve said he would wear, what color suit you said you were going to wear in Vegas? Yellow?
He said yellow, yeah.
So are those colors? Well, Balenciaga
the
got
real
green.
Loud
colors. Colors never go away.
I mean, look at some of the suits I wear. Colors can't go away. I'm not just gonna dress drab all the time, because I'm not gonna look like I sell refrigerators down at sea. That's not what I'm finna do.
Cause you rock, I'm not all look purple, like that. Red.
Oh, dog, blue. I let them have it. I'm just not, you know, old. Man, I'm just not, no, I'm not gonna be old.
Yeah, and that keeps you looking fresh and young. Yeah.
Like, it's certain brands I used to wear all the time, and I just stopped. Like, I used to love Stefano Ricci, and then I just stopped shopping at Stefano Ricci.
Okay.
I never started. I couldn't handle the price.
All right. Coming up next.
God,
it is. All right, guys. Coming up next, it is the nephew and the prank phone call for today, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, do I stay or move on to number 5? Wait till you hear this. We'll get into it in just a few. But right now, it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got?
This right here is the cake lady. The cake lady, the cake lady, the cake lady. Let's go, cat dog. This is the cake lady.
Cake. This is Barbara.
I need to ask you, what kind of cakes do y'all make at this place?
Well, sir, we make all occasion cakes. Birthday cakes, anniversary cakes, wedding cakes, pretty much whatever you need. What you looking for?
Do y'all be making adult cakes?
Yes, sir, a few adult cakes, you know, bachelorette parties and, you know, wedding. What exactly are you looking for, sir?
No, the problem is this right here. I ordered a cake from you all on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Now, it was supposed to be delivered to my daughter's school on Tuesday, and, you know, she in junior high school, 13 years old. The cake was supposed to have Hannah Montana on it, and it was supposed to say happy birthday. Now, the cake get delivered over there today, and I can't for the life of me believe that this has happened. We in her classroom, all the classmates is in there, some teachers in there, the principal then came down. We finna have cake and ice cream for the kids. But when they open up the cake, it's a man's private part on the cake.
What? Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No. We have never made a mistake like that.
Y'all made that mistake. I've been calling this place all damn day. Y'all done made this damn mistake, and somebody gonna pay for this. I got 13.
We did not make that mistake.
Yeah, I got 13-year-old kid.
Sir. No, you're gonna have to lower it down now, okay? Because we can't get nothing settled if you yelling and I can't hear you, okay?
I need to lower it down. You should have lowered that private part off that cake. That's
sir,
what you
should, sir. Sir, what is your name?
My name is Trevor.
And now, where was the cake supposed to be going?
Middle school.
Middle school. Now, when was it delivered, sir?
I just don't see that's it right there. You can't remember. That's how y'all made the damn mistake.
Sir, please just answer the question so we can get this settled, sir.
No, what? Who is the owner there?
Excuse me, I am the owner. My name is Barbara. Now, if you give me the information, I'll try to make this thing right, because it couldn't have been my company. Are you absolutely sure, sir?
I'm positive. Y'all is the ones that delivered the damn cake. Listen, I got all these 13-year-old kids, and they're traumatized, and the teachers and the principal
Okay,
are looking at me crazy.
I understand, sir, but I need you to calm down just for a minute. Let me ask you this.
Wait. You want me to calm down? You should have took that private part down off the cake.
I can understand, but I don't think it was my company, okay, because we have never made a mistake like that. Now, we're very careful with that kind of stuff. Now, sir, hold on 1 minute. Come here. Do you know anything about a cake delivery, a Hannah Montana cake, going to middle school today? Uh-huh. Yeah, did y'all make any deliveries? Okay, thanks. Sir, I just talked to my driver, and he's been with me about 8 years, sir, and we've never had a problem like this. He's never delivered a cake over there, sir. Are you sure it was my company?
It's damn sure this place, lady. It's this place. Your driver lying.
You know, mistakes can be made, but I cannot.
You can't make no mistake like that when you got a man's private part in front of a bunch of 13-year-old kids at a junior high school.
I can understand. I would be upset, too. I have children, too. So I can understand what you're trying to say. But, sir, what I'm trying to tell you is this is not my company you're talking about. We wouldn't have done anything like that. I've been in business for 13 years.
What is your name?
My name is Barbara.
Okay, so you're the one behind all of this on this damn cake. It's supposed to be Hannah Montana and wind up being a man's private part on the cake?
Sir, come on. Stop and think about
this.
You would not deliver a cake to a high school, an adult cake to a school. Now, I understand you upset.
Listen, lady, do you understand what has happened at my daughter's school?
I apologize for it, sir, but I don't believe that you ordered the cake from my company. okay? As a matter of fact, we make cakes on Friday, sir. Wasn't no cake delivered today. Sir, it's a Tuesday.
Hey, what the hell? That means it's a Tuesday. Ain't nobody eating cake on Tuesday?
Sir, I have told you that that couldn't have happened here at my company, okay?
Okay, okay, let me
I
tell
know.
You.
I don't know. I'll be happy to make a cake for you, sir, and to send it to your daughter. But, sir, it wasn't my company. That
I don't want no more damn cakes. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what I'm finna do, lady. I'm finna call my lawyer. I'm finna get with the police. And I'm coming over there to shut that down. You won't sell a cupcake when I get through with your...
Oh, sir, you know what? Now, you done gone too far. Let me tell you something. This is my business that I done worked for 13 years to build. You ain't finna come up in here and do a
I'm finna shut that down.
You come up
I'm
here and you find more icing up your your mammy won't even know who you are. You need to get off my phone with this. That's some ignorant in the first place, sir. How dare you call me with that? And what the is your name?
I already told you my name is Trevor.
Well, Trevor, bring your up here and I got something for you. Bring your and the police. Do you think I'm gonna let some little like you come jeopardize my business? I've been in business too long. I know what the I'm doing. Now, I don't know who the you call, but it will show not my company. Do you understand me?
I understand everything you saying, and I understand when I get over there, I'm gonna shut it down, me and the police.
You won't come out here and get your shut down, and you're gonna have a daughter crying over your. Now, I done told you what my company. Now, get off my phone. Do you hear me?
I got one more thing I need
you
to say to you, lady.
It's thing to tell me talking about shutting down my company.
Yes, I got one more thing. Is you listening to me?
I ain't listening. What you got to say to me?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
That oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh, y'all stop it. I got to get off this phone. Oh, my God. I'm a killer. I'm a killer. Bye. Hello? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please tell me I'm not on the radio.
No.
Oh, geez.
You ain't on the radio now, but you're going to be on there in the morning.
Oh, Lord, no, no. My preacher and everybody else going to be on it. Oh, my God. I'm going to kill that. I'm going to kill it. I'm going to get me a cake and go to her job and up. Lord, oh, Lord. Y'all going to get somebody up playing like that, you know? She going to have to look out every day. She ain't going to never where it's coming from. I'm going to be like the thief in the night on her.
Miss Barbara, I got to ask you one more thing. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all what?
Hey, can you make a socket to me cake?
Yeah, I can make a socket to your cake, but you better hope it ain't got a gun in it. Y'all gonna mess around, get around messing with somebody like that. They business now.
Hands down.
Uh-huh.
Certified. Qualified. Stupidity and ignorant at the same time. Oh. You can't. It's hard to get somebody with that combination. Stupidity
and
ignorance.
Man, I thought
ignorance.
You was going somewhere.
I did too.
You, that's all you want to say.
Yeah.
You don't. You don't certify my stupidity. Do you certify it?
I mean, Tommy, let's face it, though.
That's stupid.
I mean,
right
once
here.
You're stupid, what you need a superlative for?
Oh, you don't see like, the greatness.
But stop wanting to be super stupid. Stop wanting to be extra califragilistic stupid. Just
that part. But that's where I reside. And wow. That's the part you don't
you
see.
Reside. Wow.
Yes.
Where the money
Oprah
reside.
Don't listen to this show, does she?
Boy, no. I can't be saying no stuff like that and Miss Oprah listening.
Not Miss Oprah.
You think I'm stupid? What is wrong? Hey, listen, yeah. I'm being...
Hey man,
did you just say Miss Oprah?
Yeah, Miss Oprah.
Yeah, you better put
man,
some respect on
why don't you just take
that.
Your hat off and twist it in your hands when you say that? Rang your hat out while you talking. I sure hopes Miss Oprah don't hears no talk like this. Yo.
If Miss Oprah's listening, good morning.
I'm supposed
good
to morning. Be on the old network. And I'm over here.
It's just respect.
It's respect. It's respect. Dayton, Ohio, I'm there this weekend. Friday.
More than respect.
Shut up. Friday, Saturday. I'll put some respect on Miss Oprah now. Friday, Saturday. Funny Bone, Dayton, Ohio. Okay? Thank you. Miss Oprah,
all right,
you listening?
Thank you.
Good morning to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Tommy. Coming up next.
Money, man. Ain't nobody talking to him. We be talking to them Family Feud folks. I don't get in his business when he's doing that.
No, you hear how I talk to these Family Feud people.
Do I stay or move on to number five? That's the subject of today's Strawberry Letter.
Number one show. You know how I talk to these people.
Coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, do I stay or move on to number five? Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 54 years old and I'm married to my third husband. I have a tendency to get bored in relationships, so I was really trying to make my marriage work. I get hit on by men at least 3 times a week and I always have to flash my diamond ring so men know I'm taken. I guess it's my cute dimples and my sweet voice. Each one of my husbands told me that it's the baby talk that drove them crazy. Whatever it is, I know I can always get a man. But my current husband is boring, and he's not into explicit videos or role-playing. We've only been married 2 years, and he's already stopped flipping me around when we're intimate. I was telling my sister how plain our sex is, and he overheard me on the phone. He went off, yelling and screaming at me, and he threw my past up in my face. He said that I'm the problem in all of my failed relationships because I want to stay young and do things young women do. My sisters heard everything that he said to me and told me to get out of the house to clear my head. I met her at a cafe and we had some drinks, and then in walked the man of my dreams. He had on a number 5 jersey, but he was not playing no games at all that night. He had me twisted up all kinds of ways at his house, and he made me forget about my marriage. I call him number 5, and we've been messing around for like 3 months. He wants me to leave my husband for him. My husband never apologized for the way he talked to me, so if we break up, it won't be my fault. I feel like I should be single and just do me for a while. Should I try to make this third marriage work or move on to number 5? Have you ever tried to make your marriage or any of your marriages work for that matter? Because it seems like when the bad times come, when you get bored and all that, and bad times are going to come in a marriage, we all know that, you're ready to give up and just move on. You quit. That's really sad, because if you're only around for the good times, you're never going to be happy. Never. Because that just isn't how marriage works. So here you are, ready to quit yet again. I love that you don't even consider for a moment what your husband said might be true. He said you're the problem because you want to stay young and do what young women do.
Well, what's going to be different with you if you divorce husband number three and get with this guy you just met? Nothing if you don't put any effort into it. You'll just get bored all over again. You said that. You have a tendency to get bored in relationships. I mean, do you even love your husband? You haven't mentioned that not one time in this whole letter. And what's going to happen if you do leave him and go for number five? The man who had you flipped around, you know, after you met him for one night. How long will it take you to get bored with him? You can't leave a whole marriage based on a one-night stand. That's never going to work, ma'am. It's just never going to work. Steve?
Mm. I done wrote so many notes down right here.
Yeah.
Let me finish this up. I just have so many things to say. I really don't need to read this letter, but it's just... nothing in this letter makes any sense at all. You're 54 years old and married to my third husband. I have a tendency to get bored in relationship, so I was really trying to make my marriage work. Really? And then right after that statement right there, all that, she negates everything right after this. I was really trying to make my marriage work. I get hit on by men at least 3 times a week, and I have to flash my diamond ring so men know I'm taken. No, see, the reason you get hit on by men 3 times a week is because you look like that. You look like that. You draw, listen to me, whatever you put out is what comes back to you. You put out, look at me, listen to me, see me, watch me. And that's what men do. We hunters. So we do you. We do see you. We do look at you. We do want you. That ain't nothing new. If all the women acted the way you act, they could all get hit on 3 times a week. But you married, though. Where are you where you always getting hit on 3 times a week? All right, here we go. I guess it's my cute dimples and my sweet voice. That could be part of it. That could be. Each one of my husbands told me that it's the baby talk that drove them crazy.
That's the worst thing I've
ever done. Yeah. That baby talk drive them crazy, but that baby talk don't keep them, don't do it. Because, see, after we do all this baby talking, we're going to do some grown folk stuff. Hey, we got to pay these bills up in here. Hey, we need to save some money. You know, but you got at one point in time, you got to move on. All right, anyway, I know I can always get a man. Yes, you can, but you can't keep one. You are on husband number three at 54. Getting a man is one thing, keeping him is another. Now, you can make mistakes and pick the wrong man. I got that. But damn, all you talking about is you get bored in your relationship. All relationships hit a boring point. You all get regular after a while. Mm-hmm. All of them do. Ain't nobody say, man, my marriage is just filled with excitement the whole time. No, it's not. It's days when you be sitting there going, wow. But now, when it get boring for you, you think you can, I can always get a man, but you can't keep one. My current husband is boring, and he's not into explicit videos or role playing. Nobody won't do that. Explicit videos and role playing. What you want to play? I don't want to be a pirate tonight. I don't want to wear the patch. I don't want the parrot in the bedroom tonight, all right?
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, do I stay or move on to number five? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's crazy Strawberry Letter. The subject is, do I stay or move on to number five?
Look, lady been married 3 times. She's 54 years old. She's complaining that all her relationships get boring. And, you know, she says that she get hit on 3 times a week by men. She had to flash her diamond ring so men know she taken. But, see, they wouldn't know you was available if you wasn't acting a certain way. Then you like that, so now you want to flash your ring. It's the way you acting is drawing, I'm telling you. You attract what you put out. That's what you're doing. Whatever it is, I know I can always get a man. Oh, that's cool. Most women can. It's keeping them. That's the problem, see. A lot of women can go out here. Most women can go out here and get a man today. Keeping them, that's another problem. But my current husband is boring. He's not into explicit videos or role playing. He ain't into that. He don't like that. Okay.
And we've only been married 2 years. Now, here we go. And he's already stopped flipping me around when we are intimate. So he done already stopped flipping you around. I was telling my sister how plain our sex is. You know why he stopped flipping you around? Because when he flip you around, he know what he going to get. You know what, lady? You ain't all you think you are. Hmm. Maybe all this flipping sex where you got to have, maybe it ain't that good. Maybe you need to work on some more stable moves because flipping ain't your thing no more. You're 54. Have you ever thought about why he stopped flipping? Maybe you don't flip the same no more. Most 50 years. Simone Biles, when she get 54, she ain't going to be able to flip like this no more. And she a professional flipper. But I can bet you when Simone Biles turned 54, she ain't going to be able to flip like that no more. Nadia Comaneci, she ain't in the Olympics no more.
Nadia Comaneci.
Comaneci, Comaneci, you can call her what you want to call her, but you ain't going to call her no damn
tomato,
Jimmy.
Tomato, tomato.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You get all this stop. You don't nobody flip at 54 like they used to. He overheard me on the phone. He went off yelling, screaming at me, and he threw the past in my face. He said, your problem is all your failed relationships because I want to stay young and do things young women do. But you can't do it no more. Young women like to get flipped, but they good at flipping. See, flipping your old ass now is different. Flip you one time, your hip go out. Flip you one time, then you get a Charlie hole. Tried to flip you last week, you hit your tooth up against the headboard. Now you complain and stuff. Tired of flipping you. I want to stay young and do things that young women do. But you 54. You can do some things. You just can't do them the same way. My sister heard everything he said and told me to get out the house, clear my head. I met her at a cafe and we had some drinks and then in walked the man of my dreams. He had on a number 5 jersey. I be damned, Reggie Bush walked in. Charles White walked in. These are all the number 5s I know.
Fives.
Yeah. But he was not playing no games at all that night. So you just saw him one time. Now you're at his house. He had me twisted up all kinds of ways at his house. And he made me forget about my marriage.
Wow.
Just like that.
One night stand.
I called him number 5 and we've been messing around for like 3 months. He wants me to leave my husband for him. My husband never apologized for the way he talked to me. So if we break up, it won't be my fault. Okay. I see this coming. I feel like I should be single and just do me for a while. You're going to be single.
Don't worry about
it. You ain't got the wish. Don't worry about it. It's coming. Should I try to make this third marriage work or move on to number 5? I strongly suggest you move on to number 5. You've been at number 5 house for 3 months now. So what you writing us for? Should you move on? You're over there now. You're probably texting on the way to the house now. You ain't going to be able to keep number 5 either. Because number 5 going to get tired of flipping you. Because relationships have to be about more than flipping. And when you get in a real relationship, it turns into what the relationship is. How we have a relationship together in all things, not just flipping. Do you know you spend the most of your time in your life not having sex? Do you know that? The majority of your hours will be spent not having sex.
I believe that.
Please understand.
Newlywed.
And lady, I got something to tell you. Your husband's right. It's you. The problem is you.
She never even
54
that.
And you ain't learned a damn thing.
Yeah.
Staying young is great. But at one point, you have to mature. Because you are changing as a person. Any people that don't change as they get older, you are dealing with a fool. You ain't going to ever have nothing. You know what breaks you up, what attracts you to men is your baby talk. You know what make them leave? Your baby ways. Because you was a silly little simple little
I like
something.
That. Say that again. That was good.
You can attract them with your baby talk, but what makes them leave is your baby ways. So you can keep on with your little... Hey, baby. American Express is going to close the card.
I don't want them to close the card.
Yeah, well, we got to make a payment.
I don't want a payment. I want you to flip me.
Hey, American Express want to flip, too. They want to flip a check over to them. What the hell is you talking about?
30 days, you got to flip it.
Yeah, you got 30 days. We got to flip some money over to them. So, lady, you're never going to have nothing. I strongly suggest you leave this husband and go on to number 5 because you ain't acting like a wife no way.
And it'd be good riddance. Maybe your man can find somebody that want to be married and treat him right. Because you ain't going to do nothing right. You ain't going to never have nothing. Number five. You finna me? Boy, wait till number 32 come through that door.
Jim Brown. Wow, post your comment.
Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson. Here
they come. On today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Free never sounded so good. You can download it today. Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, well, coming out of Cleveland, Tristan Thompson for the Cleveland Cavaliers has been suspended 25 games for performing enhancing drugs. Yeah. I mean, this boy just cheated everything. He just cheated. I ain't never seen anybody just cheat on everything. Just whether it's women, basketball, pitching pennies. He just cheating. Golly. I mean, you getting caught. You ain't good at this, Tristan.
Yes. Performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah. And then you still
and
get caught.
And that's the game he got.
Yeah, and that's it.
I'll be damned.
Wow. These three rebounds a game, 4 points, is all you got.
You sure you're taking performing enhancing drugs? You're just taking drugs.
Which one is it? Yeah. Golly, man. So he going 25.
I'll tell you right now, you can do cocaine and get 4 rebounds.
See? You don't have to have the performance on it. What you say? He out 25 games, man. Here's another one, man. Adrian Griffin, the head coach for the Milwaukee Bucks, was fired. Man, and this was so crazy. He had a 30-13 record.
He's second in the East.
In the East. Second. He had 30-13 record.
Who got the best record?
Who is it? I think it's Philly. Because they second. But the whole point of it, he had a 30-13 record. He got fired. And now they talking to Doc Rivers, man. Doc Rivers, he in negotiations now to come back. Yeah. To be the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. They said that
Doc
Adrian
Rivers
Griffin.
A great coach.
And you know what? They said that Adrian Griffin wasn't getting along with the players, the coaches. He felt like they was undermining him. And, man, you don't want to fight in front of the team.
The Greek got tired of him. That's what that is.
Damon Lillard.
But they went from third in defense all the way down to 22nd. But that's because they got rid of Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
And replaced him with Damon. Now, Dame got game, but he ain't finna lock nobody up. He shoot.
No. You know, so Doc Rivers gonna be back in there, man. I like Doc for this hit. But you know what? Here's another interesting story. Cam McCormick plays for the University of Miami, and he's going back to play his ninth college football season. And I don't know how you do this, but he's going back for his ninth college football season. He damn near 30 and going back out here for the game.
I'm gonna tell you how he did that, though. He had the same GPA I had. Yeah. When I left college after 3 years, I had 18 credits. Yeah. You need 125 to get a degree. I had 18 credits after 3 years.
But he going back out here, man. He played tight end. He going back out here for his ninth unprecedented college football season. Congratulations, Cam. He got his bachelor. He got his master's. So I don't know what
he's
else
gonna
that
be a doctor
do.
By the time he graduate on here.
He can hang the NFL.
He's gonna be a surgeon. He's gonna be able to operate on himself.
Himself. All right. Thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a man on social media does need your advice, Steve. He says his cuffing season partner wants his dog. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Patrick on Steve Harvey FM writes, Steve, cuffing season is officially over. We all know it's between October and mid-January. He says, I was seeing a girl and we both knew going in that it was a temporary deal. We got along great. Everything was cool. She even helped me pick out a dog that I wanted. It seems that she got quite attached to him. His name is Blackjack, the dog. Blackjack, the dog. More so than me, apparently. Now, because she spent so much time bonding with him, she thinks he's hers. Even though I signed all the paperwork, I'm feeding him and he lives in my apartment with me. It's clear she's going to make a big deal about this and has even threatened legal action. Judge Steve, how is she going to sue me over my dog, Blackjack? I have no idea what she thinks her legal basis is. Can she really figure out a way to take my dog, or is there something else going on here that I'm not seeing?
Yeah, you're missing it, dog. This is going to lead to a much more damaging play for you. If you don't give her the dog, she's going to reveal this relationship on Facebook.
Yeah. Everything is revealed. She's holding face.
She's going to blackmail.
That's what this is all about. It ain't her dog. It's your dog. Yeah. See, this agreement y'all had, this temporary agreement, she mad.
Cuffing season.
Mm-hmm. See, and I don't know what cuffing season you think end in October. I don't know what the hell you talking about.
It begins in October and ends in January. Mentioned.
Yeah, I've never heard that before. But hell have no fury like a woman scorned. So now you going to just cut her off. Now she wants the damn dog. Now, if you don't give her the dog, there'll be no legal action. The legal action going to play out on social media.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what's going to happen, dog.
He got to give up.
No. I'm just saying there's no legal right she has. He paid for the dog. He feeds the dog. The paperwork is in the dog, and the dog live with him. Because y'all was cuffing. You can't get the dog for cuffing. But she wants something for cuffing. You understand?
So she going to come for the dog. That dog.
I'd rather cuff than have a damn dog.
Yeah.
Well, that's you. You know people get attached to their pets. And Blackjack is probably really special.
Blackjack ass ain't worth it. I'm going to just tell you that right now.
He's not paying rent.
You got him in October.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. It's a short-term relationship. You know that going in, right? You're
supposed to establish that, right? You, the woman goes in. Women always say that.
Yeah.
But once they get emotionally attached, then they expect it to. She wanted it to turn into something else. She agreed that it was going to be temporary, but that ain't how she played it. So now she done tied herself to this damn dog named Blackjack.
Blackjack.
Yeah, she catching feelings. She been caught.
Yeah.
So that's what it's
not. Yeah. And your ass finna get busted fooling around with Blackjack.
I love it.
Ask Blackjack who he want to be with. Why don't we let the dog make the damn shit?
He lives with
Don't
Patrick.
Do that, because Blackjack going to go with her. Don't ask that damn dog.
All right, so, yeah. All right, moving on, Steve, to Chris on Facebook. He says, about a year ago, my best friend was in a tough spot financially, and I lent him a significant amount of money to help him out. He promised to pay me back in a few months, but it's been over a year now, and he hasn't mentioned it since. Every time I think about bringing it up, I worry it might ruin our friendship. Should I just forget about the money and keep the peace, or is there a way to ask for it without causing drama?
If that money breaks up your friendship, you didn't really have a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
If he's your friend, you should be able to go him and say, hey, man, I know you was in a tough spot a few months. I find myself to be in a tough spot now. And if you could let me have that money back, it would really help me out. And then you'll find out whether you have a friendship or not.
That's how I would do it. I say, hey, bro, I know you was in a tough spot a little time ago. You said you'd pay me back in a few months, and I just let it go. But now, bro, I'm kind of in a tough spot myself. I was wondering if you could just,
why does the loaner find it
tough your ass then forgot our loan?
I have to ask the loanee for his money back.
What y'all understand, he ain't forgot nothing. He know that. But he's also playing on your friendship and your kindness. Now, what you got to do is reverse the situation.
Yeah. Taking you for granted.
All right.
And then see what kind of friend you got.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Steve. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This story is kind of crazy. It's about some insects. You guys know what cicadas are, right? Those kind of funny-looking frog-looking bugs. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway...
No, they don't look like frogs, Shirley. They don't look
Their eyes are real big, and they kind of bug out.
Well,
so.
Shirley, that's you. That's not
you. You know what?
You just described yourself.
I look like a frog now.
No, I didn't say that, but you look more like... Let me try to dump it on frogs.
Yeah, you're teetering on it. All right, here we go.
You here got them eyes on this show.
I've grown into my eyes. Thank you. Billions of cicadas from two different broods are set to emerge from underground in the U.S. this year to mate for the first time in 221 years. This is according to scientists. Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Missouri, Mississippi, North and South Carolina, Oklahoma, Indiana, Iowa, Virginia, Illinois, Wisconsin, and possibly Michigan could be affected. These bugs are not harmful to humans. However, they do make a very distinct noise.
Well, you don't understand.
Listen.
You don't understand. If that's true, what they say.
Yeah, they say it's
Lord, okay. Lord, it's finna be
here they
Lord.
Come.
You gonna thank your ass in Egypt.
But they good fishing bait. If you get that on your hook, they good fishing bait.
Wow.
I'm scared.
All right. Beware of the cicadas. They're coming. Also
200
coming
years,
up-
though. I'm not really sure about that.
Coming up at 33 minutes Organic after flies. The hour. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather do high school all over again, or would you rather do college all over again? Which one?
College.
College.
Uh-huh.
Ooh, and I'd do it the exact same way I did.
Really? Exactly.
No changes.
Exactly.
All right, would you rather always be itchy, or would you rather always be sweaty?
I can't do itchy.
So that ain't a really good option. You want to either see if you sweaty, you going to look like you stink, and if you itch, you scratching like you stink. So,
But you got to pick this one.
Which one would you rather?
Sweaty or itchy? Itchy or sweaty?
I'm gonna go with sweaty and not itchy.
I'm gonna go with sweaty.
Yeah, sweaty.
You just standing there digging on yourself. Yeah. That ain't
Junior?
A good look.
Yeah, that ain't sweaty.
You sweating? Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be rich and famous with a 60% chance of not making it to your 80, or be poor but live a long and healthy life and die at 105?
Man.
No, rich headed to 80.
Rich headed to 80. 60%
40
can hit.
Poe at 105? Yeah. No, I don't want to.
No.
Steve, just the giggles. Would you rather be rich and famous with a 60% chance of not making it to your 80s, or be poor but live a long and healthy life and die at 105?
I'm not going to be poor. I go back to poor.
I'm dead then.
I'm dead right now. At 68, if I'm poor, I'm dead again. Really?
Yeah.
But you know what, though? See, because knowing what I know, though, even if you took everything from me right now, I know how to go get back to
get it.
Get
it back.
The roll back is quicker.
It's the thought process, yeah.
Oh, it'll be way quicker now. I know how to do it.
Okay. But, all right. Last one. Would you rather divorce your spouse who you caught cheating, or cheat on them to get even?
Yeah, I'm going to do both.
what you going to do,
though? Both is not an option.
Yeah, I'm getting a divorce and getting even. We're all a whole lot of getting in that same week. We're getting a divorce and I'm getting even. We're going to do all that this week by Friday.
By Friday? Today is Thursday.
Damn, call the spit hooker.
Wednesday. No,
yeah,
Thursday.
I'm doing both.
All right, guys. Thank you. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
One thing about me, I ain't scared of no divorce. You can't scare me with that.
Coming up at 49.
Divorce.
It's the last break of the day. And we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday.
What a day. What a day.
Headed to the weekend.
Can I ask you a question, Uncle Man? Because, you know, we was talking about, you know, I ain't from the country, nothing like that. But, you know, all the cicadas that's finna come out, you know, we was talking about that
earlier. Billions but I was, of
them. Yeah, well, billions of them, Uncle. And, man, you know, you got a ranch, Uncle. How you going to deal with that? You going to spray
gonna
the whole ranch?
Out as hell. It's going to be like, what'd you say?
Is you going to spray your ranch?
The story is these billions of cicada flies is coming. Spray 1,600 acres.
Hey, you call me stupid.
Oh, well,
let me ask you
what's wrong with that?
What store is I'm going to go to and buy that much Raid? How many cans of damn Raid and Black Flag is I'm going to have to come out of them stores with? Who finna walk their ass around 1,600 acres and start spraying every time you hear, uh-oh, they over there. Oh, they behind me. Oh, they right here. Hey, Junior.
Come on, Dave. Play
Junior. Junior, you know how many people I kill if I try to spray 1,600?
Here we go. That.
Wow.
I bet you by tomorrow night, I'm going to cut all that out over here.
No, you're not.
Junior, where did you grow up?
In the city.
In Houston.
I ain't never know what an acre is.
You
got all that. Cicadas,
you ain't never know what
I ain't never know what an acre was. We ain't never had it. We was on the corner street. We was at Casbury Pass and Chenault. We can handle cicadas in our yard.
You was
like
on the lot.
42 some thousand square feet is an acre, I believe.
Oh, hell, boy, we ain't had no.
Look that up, somebody. How much an acre is how many square feet?
42.
I thought it was like 40.
He's probably about
how many square feet in an acre? I don't know the exact number.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
But I didn't know, Uncle. I didn't know you had 1,600 of them. That's a lot of acres.
43,560 square feet. See, I knew it was something like that. 42, 43,000. That's 1 acre.
And you got how many acres?
1,600.
Oh, own a town? What do you mean?
1,600 acres. What is that?
That's that God I serve.
Amen.
Amen.
That's that
Come
true
on, Jesus.
And living God that I serve.
Give him all the praise
you,
and glory.
Boy, you can't. Hey, man, let me tell you a story about acres, Junior. What made me start at wanting acres is when I was homeless. And this is my closing remarks, too. when I was homeless and I used to fish, I would stop and I would see a nice pond. I'd get out and I'd start fishing. I had a lead line where if I could catch more than one or two bass, I'd put him on the lead line and stick it down in the, had a chain up where I could catch fish and hook them up. And sometimes I'd be pulling them out the water and the owner would come by and say, hey, you ain't allowed to fish around here. And I said, okay, sorry, sir. And I'd take them out and he'd say, hey, and put them fish back. And by law, I was wrong, so I'd have to take the fish off the hook. I get in my car sometime and tears was running down my face. I said, man, I was hungry. This dude don't even know. But there wasn't no need explaining that. So I told God, I said, God, I want to, first thing I'm going to do when I'm going to get me some money, I'm going to buy me some land. So I just started doing a little research. And back then, it was about 6 billion people in the world when I was out there struggling, 4 to 6 billion people. And I read a thing, I looked it up, that on this earth has over 36 billion acres of land. This is a true story. I cannot make this up. Mm-hmm. And at the time, it was about 6 billion people back when I first got enough money to buy some land. So I figured if it's 6 billion people and there's a little over 36 billion acres of land on earth, if each person should have 6 acres. Because if 6 billion people had 6 acres, that would be 36 billion acres. So I asked God to give me my 6.
Oh.
The very first time I went to buy some land, I was standing on some land in Texas. The very first land I saw I wanted to buy, it had a lake at the foot of it, which meant I could fish on my lake, catch fish, and couldn't nobody put me off. That was my whole ambition in life. So I was just about to buy it, and I asked the man that was selling it to me. I said, man, how much is this piece of land right here? And he was selling it for $250,000. He said, that's 6 acres. I said, Lord, have mercy. That's the exact number I had asked God for. I told the man, I said, well, I don't have $250,000, but tomorrow, if you let me bring you $25,000, and in 6 months, I'll pay you the rest. And if I don't, we'll draw up a contract where you can get your land back and keep the money. He said, I'll take that deal. I was getting ready to leave. A man came along and said, I heard you about to buy this land over here. I want to show you something. So he took me to my ranch that I owned in Texas. He said, let me show you this piece of land. He showed it to me. It was beautiful. It had 2 lakes on it. I said, how much is this, sir? I can't afford this. He said, I'll sell it to you for the same thing you was going to buy that 6 acres for. I said, how many acres is it? He said, it's 16. The first piece of land I ever bought, God gave me 16 acres for $250,000.
What? Wow. Look at
that. I now own 1,600 acres. That's the God.
Won't he do it?
So you went from God was 16 to 1,600.
Exceedingly and abundantly over all you can think or ask. That's the God I serve. I'm a living witness of how powerful good and good God is. So when they talking about me, I could care less. I serve the true and living God. Y'all can miss me with all that. That's my closing remarks today. Hope you didn't take it as bragging. I was really
for all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Celebrate the end of your workday with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as another busy Tuesday flies by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.